Galatians 6 verse 14, my second part of the cross in my life, read as follow in Galatians 6 verse 14. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. My theme for today is victory over the world. And verse 14, the Apostle Paul come and say that there's a working of the cross in my life. And this working of the cross is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I can't boast that I have any victory or gain any victory by myself or through myself. But this victory that I've gained is through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the cross has crucified me for the world. There is the effect of the cross in my life. The cross actually condemns me to become a saint or a child of God. Why? When we look at the world, the meaning is not the trees and flowers and the mountains and everything this beautiful world produced from creation. No, it talks about the system, the influences, the way the world do their businesses. The world has an impact in a child of God's life. It is this very same world, when we talk about this world and its systems, that look down on Jesus Christ with so much contempt. Well, not even to speak about a cross. The cross, when we talk about the cross, has a huge stumbling and was a huge stumbling block unto the Jews and the folly to the Greeks in Jesus' time. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 23, the Bible read, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles or to the Greeks. Why? Because this is the gospel, Christ crucified. The world don't want to do anything with Christ. It is a stumbling block for them. It is foolishness to them. Now, I want to admonish our dear children of God who became friends with this world. You must remember, when we were unconverted, we was part of this world. We lived like the world. Well, the world was in our lives and we lived it out. And the sinful things that we do of this world, because we belong to the world, but no more so when we come to Christ. Now we are separated from the world to live for Christ. We've been cleansed, we've been sanctified, we've been justified. Because when someone comes to Christ, this is what happens to a Christian. And that our relationship with this world must be now totally different than before we came to Christ. Many dear children of God is very guilty of what James 4 verse 4 say. And James 4 verse 4 say, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. This is harsh admonishment. This is something to behold, to look at carefully and attentively, and to take heed here. He called us someone who is in love with the world, someone who actually belongs to Christ, but he also wants to belong to the world. He said, you are an adulterous people. You are busy committing spiritual adultery. It is like a husband and wife. They are married, but the husband or the wife is looking other places for fulfillment in her or in his life. They are busy living in an illegal relationship, an adulterous relationship, where they breaking the vows towards one another. And James say, if you are a friend of the world, you choose to become an enemy of God. That is what it states there. Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Because it is this very world that hates our Lord Jesus Christ. It is this very same world and all his systems that has been under the judgment of God. John 12:31, Jesus say, "Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out." And dear brothers and sisters, I want you to listen to this. We want to be so part of the world. We want to look like the world. We want to dress like the world. We want to smell like the world. We don't want to be like God wants us to be. Many don't want to be like that. They want to live and they want to dress like the worldlings. Many of them look like harlots. Sorry for being so straightforward. They have so much of the world in them that they totally lost their testimony of being Christians. And the Bible say, the prince of this world is Satan. He's been judged, and Satan is going to lure you, and he's going to swallow you up. 2 Corinthians 4:4 say, the god of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. It means he is the one, if I want to become a friend of this world, he already blinded my eyes as a child of God, that I can't see that I became an adulterous people in the eyes of God. So much so that I'm blind to see that I'm going for destruction. In 1 Corinthians 7:31, the Bible reads that say, those who use the things of the world, as if not engrossed in them, for this world in its present form is passing away. You see, let's take for an example. You know, many years ago, there was this name brand, and I will not mention it. They bring out one of these app exercise machines. And when I saw the ad on TV, I said to my wife, "Oh, this machine looks like, you know, it's very simple to use. And yes, there is some effort in it to build my tummy to in a sort of a flat tummy. And I can exercise that." And they show you on that ad how from a flat belly or a lacquer belly, you can have and flatten your stomach to have to a place of a six-pack. And I said to my wife, "Hey, I have to go to that specific brand mark and just check it out." So by the time I come there, already a week or two after that ad, there's another machine. And I asked them, "But where is that other machine?" They say, "No, this one is actually better than that one. Well, the price is also better than the previous one." And then I said, "No, man, how can you say that one was the one to have? Now you've got this one, and it was a week or two after this one, there's another one out, and every week there comes out another one, a better one." And that is what the Bible say here. The glory of it is passing away. Don't put your trust in the world. Don't use and put your trust in the things of this world as if you can use it and you're going to gain from it. No. And sometimes we as children of God became so worldly that the Bible admonished us in 1 Corinthians 2:12. He say, "We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us." Friends, we didn't receive the spirit of this world. The spirit of this world is going to make you corrupt. It's going to bring you down in a downward spiral motion. That before you know it, you are swallowed up by the prince of this world and all its glamour and desires. And you will have a love of this world that the love of God will be banished out of your life. You see, Jesus say in John 7:7, "The world cannot hate me, but it hates." Sorry, let me repeat it again. "The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because it testifies that what it is done is evil." In other words, when the child of God is being persecuted or scorched or being lashed out because of their stand for Christ, Jesus said the world cannot hate you. They can't. But what the world actually hates is Christ. So when they persecute you and they say all these ugly things to you, knowing this, they saw Christ in you. And that is what they try to abolish. That is what they try to kill inside of you. It is Christ. The image of Christ that is come to completion in our lives by the time we die and when Christ come. That is what they after. They try to kill him. They will ridicule him. When you talk about Christ, when you talk about how Jesus has set you free, when you talk about that you are a Christian and you can't follow the business deals and the way the world do their business deals, that I can't do it in the same way that I'm a man and a woman of integrity, they're going to mock you. And they want to kill the Christ in you. But I want you to take courage. The cross in your life has already been conquering the world. Jesus said the world has been conquered, and you can have victory over this world. You can live above what the standard of this world, because the standard of this world is corrupt. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 17 reads as follows. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of the sinful man, the lust of the eyes and the boasting of what he has and does, come not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. I really trust that this short message encourage our dear brothers and sisters out there to know you don't have to go with the flow with this world. You must remember you didn't receive the spirit of this world to think worldly, to think that the desires of this world and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and this lust of the eyes and the flesh have to overtake you. No, you can rise above that. And you can refuse the world in your life to mold you and transform you into their likeness. No, the Bible says we must be transformed in the renewing of our minds, Romans 12:1 and 2. Why? Because Christ has conquered this world. This is this very same world that hates your Savior. It is this very same world who crucified your Savior and my Savior. If he was on earth again, this very same world that so many fell in love with will crucify Christ again. It's some thoughts to think about. Live as someone that has been free from the dominion and power and rule of this world. I say again, it is the cross of Christ that condemns me to become child of God or a saint. Why? I boast in this, of the cross of Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. God bless you.